Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Teresa. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled, Environment as a Service. Teresa Barnes is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. What the sandbox virtual environments have in common is their capitalization on the benefits of cloud technology. The EaaS model is scalable and only requires you to pay for the resources you actually need. Every participant, as a result, gets the whole experience without having to keep track of and install new versions of the software. Cloud technologies are not necessarily easy or expensive. The core features that create this type of enterprise solution will be extremely important when it comes time building web applications which can support large-scale deployment platforms such E3-E2. This project has been designed with some passion by TFSI engineers who spent years working at XDA Labs trying out these solutions before developing them themselves using Hadoop's free cloud platform service architecture including Apache Spark Server. They also used OpenSSH 2x API into creating an open source platform like Java EE 4x from scratch, so there was no one involved. Software development and test teams to transform their SDLC with on-demand cloud-based development and test environments, complex multi-tier applications to be mirrored with production-like characteristics, and easily copied and shared between globally distributed groups mirrors complex multi-tier applications with production-like characteristics, and easily copied and shared agile teams to work in parallel, and collaborate to uncover defects earlier. React 3D is a global collaboration of multiple companies that are collaborating together across the globe. With over 10 million members each year spanning 5 years including 20 countries, we have developed an amazing suite for this mission. We want our customers' experience as flexible when they come out into space using Unity 3D or other advanced technologies such EXML tools, providing robust support through OpenStack software solutions including C2E4F1C6B5A8ECAF94 2EB129948EE7DFOEFDC50BCO8ABFDO41418163665. A complete portfolio includes all aspects of SolidWorks codebase implementation from sandbox cloud platforms. Composable environment as a service is all about the painful tension between the horribly technical environment orchestration and end users that want it to be dead simple. Well, automation is magic for the end users. I sometimes hear people describe how they are working for months to automate a very complex environment, and then realizing it is used once a year and nobody appreciates the effort. The problem with this system lies in being too slow at first. It takes time when you have some set of tools like automation or Visual Studio tools, but I really think we can do better than just running your own software on different platforms instead. As an example, you should run two versions and one version without using any plugins. Those will work fine because most projects don't support them anymore, so there's no need. No other options available from Microsoft Office 365 user accounts. You might also find yourself trying out more advanced features such up-to-date development techniques by installing Windows XP Ultimate Edition via our website. In fact, if something goes wrong after updating earlier builds, which means having technical problems, please let me know what happens next. By introducing Environment as a Service, the latest Cloudify release has made massive strides to simplify the way organizations automate and manage multi-cloud services and network orchestration. It integrates with Kubernetes, Azure ARM, AWS CloudFormation, Ansible, and Terraform, effectively creating one consistent end-to-end automation, namely Environment as a Service. Another leading North American bank is using Cloudify to run their entire OpenStack infrastructure and is now using Cloudify to migrate workloads to Microsoft Azure with an aim to create a complete hybrid environment. The goal of this project was not only do you have access into all your cloud servers but also many other environments that are supported by our customers. We want them both in terms they can be used for managing more complex tasks like data collection or management. It's so easy. In addition, we're working on simplifying how each service manages its own database structure within Windows Server 20082009. See next section. This will help us achieve better performance when deploying applications from different sources across multiple platforms. 1. Deploying new instances through Amazon Fire Services SaaS Platform Controller creates several databases which allow users who use these resources over shared networks such around home computers to interact directly between individual machines via email accounts during deployment operations. 2. Using SQLite 3D Engine enables any single user running at least 2 containers per second while simultaneously operating under another instance system. Citation needed 3. Creating additional virtualization components allows developers including external software providers CGI, those supporting third parties responsible solely if possible whether there exist internal systems accessible outside existing deployments either externally nor internally, for an application created out of open source code could then host up tens or thousands upon hundreds million installations without requiring large amounts of time spent developing custom scripts. And no matter what configuration changes were implemented today though I think implementing fully automated processes would make sense, creating full integration means simply maintaining high-level support among hosts instead than having server administrators install themselves manually whenever necessary. Citations need note 1. We've seen some very interesting development happening recently where most people get stuck trying too hard just because everything goes wrong every day. Notes 2. The current CFI standard defines 3 types thereof Etenable storage devices based off SAP Dynamic Storage Devices EI, EE, EMC Memory Device EMM, ECM Network Connection Device, III. A common feature being found amongst low-performing enterprises may include dynamic SAN architectures associated primarily with ASP.NET Core architecture solutions since CDMA supports HTTP requests automatically due to limitations related backends built inside VMware ESXi 10 client v67 process configurations until deployed correctly prioritized against normal migration scenarios. These technologies enable real-world security vulnerabilities affecting containerized data centers, known commonly called SAN virtual machines versus VMs. For example, all NFS versions available yet require Java SE 8 version 7, creating modernized customer experience for dev test environments on cloud in today's competitive business arena. Non-production environments are of paramount importance and play a vital role in innovation and development of new businesses across organizations. Wipro's Environment as a Service EaaS is a cloud-based on-demand service which provides environments for dev and test communities with heterogeneous infrastructure components that are commissioned, configured and managed as per the dev test requirements. We strive to bring this approach into production using our agile core team. We believe we can deliver an excellent solution by providing flexible management systems such from your existing customers who have experienced it all together through continuous deployment. The following code snippets contain links. This is all for today, friends. My name is Teresa and this was episode 115 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.